Metachet gittin perakei mishnah gimel. Ein moitzien la'achilat peiroiz v'lishpach karkoz v'lamazon me'isha v'abanoiz minachatem mishubarim mibnei tikanoiz. The mishnah is talking about a case where somebody steals a piece of property. Then he goes ahead and sells that property to an unsuspecting buyer who does not know that it is stolen. And the buyer invests money in the property. He improves the property. And peiroiz grow on that property. And then the nigzol, the person who had the karkoz stolen from him, comes and takes away the property from the lokeach. Now the lokeach was sold this property by achrayus. The mocher took upon himself responsibility that if the karka would get taken away from the lokeach would get compensated by the seller. So when the lokeach comes to the seller to collect the value of the karka, he can collect the value of the karka even from the chasim shubarim, from property that was sold by the mocher after the date of the sale, as all his property is collateral for this chob. So even property that he sold, the lokeach can collect from if the mocher does not have enough property to compensate the lokeach. But when the lokeach collects the shvach karkoz, the extra money that he invested in the karka, he could only collect from the property that the mocher had that he has not sold yet. And also, when he comes to collect the value of the peiros that grew on that property that the nigzol took from him, he also cannot collect from the chasim shubarim. He can only collect from the chasim b'nei chorim property that the meicher still had. The reason being that only a chov that is written into a star can you collect from the chasim shubarim. So therefore, the actual value of the karka that is written into the star mechira, that you can collect from the chasim shubarim. But achilas, peiros, and shvach are codes that are not written into the star mechira, you cannot collect from the chasim shubarim. Even though in a standard star mechira it does say that the meicher will compensate the lokeach for the money that he invested into the karka and the achilas peiros, but the amount is not written in, obviously, since there is no way of knowing at the time of the sale how much money that will be. So that is not considered a chov that is written into a shtar, since the amount is not written. So you can collect only from the chasim b'nei chor. And the Mishnah continues that for mazon ha'isha v'abanos also that cannot be collected from the chasim mishubanos. Mazon ha'isha v'abanos is referring to a tnai ksuva, a condition written into every ksuva, which says that the man takes upon himself that after his death, his amana and the daughters that he has from this amana will be supported from the property that he left to his yorshim. Now, this support can only be collected from the chasim b'nei chorim, from property that still is by the yorshim. They cannot collect from the chasim mishubanim, from the property that the yorshim sold to a lokeach. The reason is that mazon ha'isha v'abanos also does not have a set figure. There's no way of knowing how much exactly it would be, so therefore, the lokeach of property from the yorshim has no way of knowing what are the chances are that his karka will be taken away from him. He has no way of covering for himself, since he doesn't know how much the mazon ha'isha v'abanos would be. So therefore, it cannot be collected from a lokeach at all. It can only be collected from property that still is by the yorshim. V'hamoyti metziah lo yishava mipnei tikkun olam. Somebody who finds a lost object and comes to return it, and the person who he returns it to challenges him and tells him that he has not returned the whole metziah that he found. Some of it he kept for himself. The person who found the metziah would not be subject to a shvuah because of a tikkun olam, because if we subjected somebody who is returning a lost object to a shvuah, people would not be motivated to return the object at all, so therefore they are not chayav a shvuah. Mesachas Gittin Perakei Mishnah Dalit. Yisaymin Shesom Hu Eitzo Balabai O Shemina Lehen Avien Apotropis Chayiv La'aser Perusim. Yisaymin that were dependent on a certain balabai, a certain person took care of their finances, or the father of the Yisaymin appointed a caretaker for the Yisaymin before the father's death, Chayiv La'aser Perusim. The caretaker of the Yisaymin or this balabai would have to take the miser off the perus that the Yisaymin eat. He also would take off the truma and ma'aser sheni before the yisomim eat the peiros. Apotropos sheminohu avi yisomim yishaver. A caretaker that was appointed by the father of the yisomim before the father's death, he would have to take a shvua. When the yisomim become gedolim, they have a right to make the apotropos take a shvua that he has not taken for himself any of the property of the yisomim. Minohu bezdin lo yishaver. But if Bezdin was the one that appointed this caretaker, then the Yisomim cannot be mechayev the apotropos as shvuah. The reason for this is that an apotropos that was appointed by the father of the Yisomim, the reason he was appointed was probably because He owed favors to the father of the Yisomim. He felt indebted to him. And that is why he agreed to become an apotropos. So therefore, even if he knew he would have to take a shvuah later on, he would still agree to become an apotropos, as opposed to an apotropos that was appointed by Beis Din. He is simply doing this as a chesed for the Yisomim, and he is not receiving compensation. So therefore, if he knew he would have to take a shvuah later on, he would not agree to become an apotropos in the first place. Abishal oimer chilof hadvar. Abishal said the opposite is true, meaning that an apotropos that was appointed by the father does not have to take a shvuah, as he is simply doing this as a chesed for the Yisomim without compensation. So therefore, if he would have to take a shvuah, he would not become an apotropos. As opposed to an apotropos that was appointed by Beis Din, he would become an apotropos even if he knew he would have to take a shvuah, because it is very good for his reputation that Beis Din considers him trustworthy and wants him to be an apotropos for Yisomim. So therefore, he would have to take a shvuah later on, and even though he knows he has to take a shvuah, he would still agree to become an apotropos. Hamitame v'hamidamea v'hamenaseh b'shegeg pater b'mezichai. Somebody who is metame the pears of his friend, he makes them tame, or if he mixes the pears of his friend with truma, and therefore the whole thing becomes usur to zarim, if he mixed up more than 1% of truma in the mixture, and the whole mixture would have to be sold to Kohanim at a cheap price. The truma always goes for a cheaper price than chulin, since it could be eaten only by Kohanim. Or if he mixed up his friend's wine with yayin nesach, yayin that was used for avodah zarah, and makes the whole mixture aser b'hanah. If he did so b'shagig by mistake, he is pater, as we have a kla hezek she'eno nikar shmei hezek, a hezek that is not recognizable, that you cannot see this hezek with your eyes, or pater from paying compensation for this hezek. But if you did so b'mezid, then you are chayav. This is a knas to rabbanus, that people would not be metame medamea the pears of their friend and claim that they are pater since it's a hezek shenemek. Kohanim shepiglu b'migdash mezidin chayav. Kohanim that are mefagel the korban of their friend in the Beis HaMikdash on purpose, they are chayav. Meaning that the kohen did one of the arba avodos, shchita, kabbalas hadam, zrika, or hakravas of the emurim agabi and mizbeach. He did one of these avodos with the machshava of chutzlus mano or chutzlum komo. While he was doing one of these avodos, he thought that he was going to bring on the mizbeach or to eat part of the korba after the allotted zman or outside of the allotted makom to eat this korba. This machshava would passel the korba, and the person who brought this korba would then have to bring another korba instead. So therefore, the kohen that had this machshava chutzlus mano or chutzlum komo has to compensate the Yisrael if he did so b'mezid.